straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Oh, is a place on earth for you. Tell me all the things you want to. I heard that you like the beggar's honey. Is that true? Better than I ever even knew. They say that the world is built for two. Only with living if somebody.
What's so special about me? I'm old. C'est incroyable. man, Aita, Yaki, Jah, Rastafari.
Another Thievery Corporation track for you guys there. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Sarah 54 with Tim and Mike here. The song's called It Takes a Thief. Got that on Erotic Lounge, but it also can be found on Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi. Is that how old that song goes back to?
No, it's... Isn't it from, like, Babylon Rewound or one of those?
Oh, maybe
or,
it is.
Or, no, it's... I forget the name already now.
Yeah, okay, so you it's not even as back as far as their sophomore. Yeah. All right, still an older Thievery Corporation track, though, nonetheless. Yonder Boy did a song called On Chanteuil. Did I say that right?
It's close enough.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Shallow and Profound is the name of the album that
it's
I got.
It's all about the music.
It is all about the music.
Yeah.
That's not about how
not
Tim pronounces
not
it.
Not about the pronunciation.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Mars Mobile before that did Dark Star. It's off the album Lounge Couture 3. And The Doe did a song called Too Insistent, remixed by Trent Moeller. Had one from Lana Del Rey. The song's called Video Games. We always manage to play some of her remixes, don't we, Mike?
I don't know why.
I don't know why, too. You know, she's so poppy, and here we are. Jack Wob and Etherwood remix.
Well, that wasn't a poppy remix. So
no,
I think
it
it's great when you take like a more poppy track. I want to consider her poppy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Band called that we started off with is called Like Woe. Like Woe, dude. The song's called I'm Looking at You. It's remixed by Ted and Francis from Down Under.
I mean, I think, you know, when you're saying poppy, I consider she's more like indie pop, maybe.
Yeah, I guess
so. It's
not
stuff you're going to hear on, like, Z100 or all that top 40 stuff, you know?
No, I mean, probably not.
That stuff is just monotonously draining.
No, she's going to be on the fringe of that, for sure.
Maybe a little bit on the fringe.
Yeah.
I actually wonder what she would be like live. You know, I did see that first performance on Saturday Night Live, and that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are disappointing on Saturday Night Live.
I think you're right. Who I saw that I thought was, oh, Gautier was amazing on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
Did you think he was amazing?
It was good.
Sound was amazing. Just really, really well. And, you know, maybe it was lip synced. I don't think so, though.
Dude, it's called Saturday Night Live for a reason. It can't be lip synced, right?
I don't know. It sounded so good. It was hard to believe that they actually reproduced that sound there, but. Anyway.
No, it wasn't lip-synced, because there's some really hard vocal parts in the song, and he wasn't able to keep up with it like he does in the produced work.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, how he does that shifting in the keys.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing what he does in that song.
Yeah. Well, great band. Actually, both songs they did a really good job in both songs they did. So there's one exception, I think, that I can think of.
Okay, there's probably more. Maybe we'll have to document it.
That's right. You're gonna have to go watch more Saturday Night Live, I guess. Right?
Yeah. If you can bear sitting through some of those skits, but that's why we have DVRs, right?
That's right.
All right, we got some music here from Alex Cortez with off of his Mesmerizing release, Going Back in Time here to No Strings Attached. Tim Mike with the Area 54.